Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're going to let Jonathan Feldstein talk as well. We're going to get the first update from Israel of the morning. Jonathan Feldstein, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Hanging in to this week. How are you, Howard?
Yeah, we were just actually saying in studio that this week, it's ridiculous that it's only Wednesday. It feels like this week's been 2 weeks. And maybe it's because none of us slept on Saturday night. I don't know what it was, but this feels like an incredibly long week.
An incredibly long week, each day living as if you're on the precipice of something that's imminent and somewhat scary and historic and trying to get on with life, do the rest of the things that you need to do, including getting ready for Pesach.
Well, that's actually going to be so, I was saying to listeners earlier, obviously this year the Festival of Freedom has a very, very real tinge to it, doesn't it?
Indeed. Actually, my podcast that comes out tomorrow, Inspiration from Zion, is all about that. It's a great conversation and was so good that I rarely upload. This is a shameless plug, but people want to go to the Genesis 123 Foundation. No, really, if people want to go to the Genesis 123 Foundation YouTube channel, there's a great video with myself and Rabbi Ken Spiro having a conversation. Why is this Passover different from all other Passovers? Nice. And it really is.
It really is. So what is the latest now with Israel and Iran? What we're seeing to the news that seems to be filtering through is that it's unlikely that there's going to be a significant and immediate event. Well, time is passing for that anyway.
Well, according to what I read, and again, I always look at things with an eye on what information they want public, and we don't know.
Right.
So what I've read is that Israel's decided on how, just not yet when. The when is significant because how, depending on the how we respond, there could be any number of different Iranian or Iranian proxy responses. And the question that someone has to be thinking about is, are we going to completely mess up Passover? Are we going to go into Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Memorial Day, and then immediately followed by Memorial Day, which is also going to be profound, and Independence Day 2 weeks after Passover ends? And are we risking going to be at full-fledged war with a response? I don't know what the response will be. I made a mistake. I did an interview with Mike yesterday afternoon, and I said, which is correct, I don't know anybody who doesn't think that there needs to be a very bold and harsh response against the Iranians for all the reasons. But apparently there was a poll yesterday. The language I didn't think was so clear, but the headline was 74% of Israelis think that we shouldn't strike back in a way that's too forceful. I don't particularly believe that. I think the language, but between the holidays, between determining how and when, and between determining what's the consequence, specifically, of course, with the U.S., but specifically with the fact that you had the Saudis and the Jordanians participating Saturday night and Sunday, there are a lot of factors to consider.
Right. The other issue, of course, is how war weary the Israeli population is becoming. And the longer this goes on, the less chance Israel has of getting full-fledged support from everybody.
You mean among Israelis?
Yes.
Yes. And once you've sent so many reservists home, yes, and they want to be home and they understand the trauma that their families have all gone through by their very being in war and combat and gone for so long. And I'm specifically speaking of combat soldiers, not just intelligence soldiers, but I know an intelligence soldier that was called back up already. So I'm not surprised. I tend to think that most Israelis still understand that there are 100,000 Israelis in the north who are still displaced, who, if I may use the seasonal analogy, are in exile, are wandering through their desert, and Israelis understand that this is not an acceptable situation. Is that a complete paradox that we shouldn't respond forcefully to Iran because of what they fired at us on Saturday night? Maybe or maybe not. I don't know. But I think that when push comes to shove, with certainly Hezbollah, because what they possess to do damage and the projected damage, Israelis are going to respond. We may be war weary, but you know what? What did Golda Meir say? We have no other place. That's our secret weapon.
Absolutely right. I guess the question as well is, Pesach has always been a time we've unfortunately seen some terrible attacks on Israel and during Pesach. So as much as people might want to just celebrate the holidays and forget about all of the difficulties just for a few days, how likely is that to happen?
Well, that's an excellent question. And the same terrorist who knew that October 7th was Simchat Torah, a wonderful festival, also know that Passover is a similar holiday. And if they're going to strike, whether provoked or unprovoked, that would be a really great time for them to do it. And you're right, there have been no shortage of such things. Coupled, by the way, and I'm sure you're aware of it, but EasyJet has now announced that they won't be flying here until the end of October, I think, which means that all Israelis who booked cheap flights to get away during Passover are now stuck either having to pay double or triple or quadruple in order to get away if they can find a flight, or not even be able to go away. And that's a Passover is typically a time when many Israelis, particularly secular Israelis, do travel. That may add to a bit of tension here, frustration.
Well, more than that, I mean, if anything is going to send Israelis to war, it is the fact that they have to pay more for their flights.
We battled over the price of cottage cheese.
Exactly.
You're right, so that's not
exactly war, but travel, mess with Israelis and travel. Wow. Iran will rue the day it sent those rockets over. It is 6:45. Jonathan Feldstein, thank you as always for your update. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.